Welcome to Linderman Unleashed, everybody. I'm telling you what, we've got a great show today. Another angry person is on the program. You don't just have to listen to Linderman going all nuts on you. So we are going to get on this program as soon as we get back from this break. You're going to love this show. We'll be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
All right, folks, welcome to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr. I'm going to be bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. On the show today, a very special guest, somebody that's been on the show with her husband, I believe, maybe even might have been the first guest on this program or close to it. Lisa Joyce Goes from the Thinking Moms Revolution is on the program, and we're going to be talking about this righteous indignation that I talk about frequently on the program. And I've got somebody here with Lisa Joyce Goes that actually is right in the same boat. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'll tell you what, we talked yesterday, and I private messaged you on Facebook and said, after reading your latest post, that you would be the perfect person to talk about this subject. Now, what got me thinking about it is the fact that one thing that I've noticed on my program is that I seem to be getting the most positive response when I go Linderman, you know, that whole don't make me go Linderman on you. And when I get real passionate, when I get real pissed off, it seems like it resonates throughout the community, and not just the autism community, but the natural health community in general. And you've noticed that as well, haven't you?
I have. I think in our work, you know, when I look around and I look at what people are responding to, it's what's happening. We have to be honest. We have to tell the truth. We have to talk about what happened to our kids in a way that people can understand it.
And that's the thing is, I think there, of course, you're going to have that segment of society, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute, where they say, you're just too damn angry. But I think what resonates with throughout the community is people that really get it know that it's not anger, it's passion.
Yeah, it's children. It's our children. I think that, you know, I love that you want to talk about this today, because I have been repeatedly getting people approaching me on Facebook who are saying, I love what you're saying, it makes a lot of sense, I read the science, I can understand it, I can digest it, but you're just so mad all the time. And I think where that anger is coming from is because I'm reading these studies, I'm taking the time out of my life to help explain them to other people, and I, you know, that just made me sound like, you know, I'm taking the time out of my life, but, you know, I'm trying to recover a child from autism. I'm trying to help two other children grow and become people in this world and make a contribution. And when I spend the time doing the research, and then I'm approached by a mom who genuinely has answers, she's coming with an open heart and an open mind, at least that's what I believe by the time she's coming to me, and I take the time to sit down and talk about all of the toxicology, the applied pharmacology, all of the different issues that are at play in our kids. And then I hear or I get a PM from that mom 2 weeks later saying, thanks for your time. We decided to get the flu shot anyway.
Oh, yeah, that just pisses me off to no end. And, you know, the one thing that gets me, and there's a lot of people out there like this that say, I read the science, I know the science, I believe that vaccines are bad, but you're just too damn angry. And I have to sit back and go, wait a minute. If you believe this science, if you believe that children are getting poisoned, that some are getting very, very sick with, in many cases, lifelong disability, and even some children are dying, how could you not be pissed off as well?
Right. And I do understand. I have, you know, we've had this discussion many times with the multiple groups that we're working with who are trying to approach Congress. And I do understand we are coming at it from an angle where obviously our eyes have been opened to the point that, you know, it's a completely different way of living life on this side of the fence than it is for the majority of individuals. We know this. But there's no way to proceed with this knowledge that we have in a diplomatic, hey, let's folks just be folks. You know, we are who we are, and we accept our differences kind of way. I hate when people apply their, you know, world philosophy, whatever it may be, to this issue as if it's, you know, hey, everybody has different beliefs.
Right.
It's not an issue of belief. It's an issue of scientific truth. Like, this is really happening. It's not a medical debate. It's a political debate. One of my favorite quotes is from Dr. William Weil, who was with the American Academy of Pediatrics during the Simpsonwood Conference. And he says, the number of dose-related relationships between vaccines and autism are linear and statistically significant. You can play with it all you want. It's linear.
Exactly.
And we've had that knowledge since 2000, and it's now 2013. I mean, if somebody at that point who was in power had acted on that, if somebody at that point had, you know, pushed forward and seen, you know, this is wrong, what we're doing here is wrong, what we're doing to an entire nation, what we're trying to do to the entire world is wrong, my child and your child probably wouldn't have autism right now.
Right, and that's the thing that pisses me off the most is the fact that this science, even though I think it was before 2000 when they knew what they were doing back during the polio vaccinations, they knew what they were doing, but they realized there was a lot of money to be made, and the eugenicists out there realized that this was a great delivery system for their population control. That's what I believe anyways. But the fact of the matter is there are people out there like these doctors that have known this, but yet somehow, whether it's political correctness, whether it's fear for their job, their professionalism, their research grants, whatever it might be, actually decided to sell out millions and millions of children for their own self-aggrandizement, for their own self-preservation, whatever you want to call it. And if somebody understands that, then everybody that understands that ought to be really pissed off and make me look like a kitty cat.
Right. Right. And I think it's, for me, it's, you know, I really began my activism on Facebook, and it kind of, you know, kind of spidered out from there, but it's still my anchor. Like, that's where I spend most of my time in terms of, you know, determining who we're going to talk to about what's happening with our kids, you know, how we're going to spread our message and get the thinking moms out there. And I think it's really hard to just see that constant stream of updates on the side of my Facebook that, you know, people will be posting things like, you know, took cat to the vet, got 8 shots, she's been throwing up and has a fever, or, you know, miserable all day, you know, like, I'll see that, and then I'll see something like, you know, heading off shopping for the day. Like, it's just the most bizarre way to go about being in the world, knowing what we know, knowing that this is not just happening to our animals, this is happening to our children, it's also happening to adults. And there's just no real sense of urgency. And I mean, my biggest issue is the congressional hearing, and it's something I can't let go. November, folks, November. We're looking at February. What's been done?
Well, absolutely nothing's been done, because, and I'm going to be talking about this on future shows, I know we don't want to address it here too much, but once again, it's the dog and pony show. It's, let's throw these crazy parents a bone, and then we'll keep on doing business as usual, because there's a hell of a lot of money to be made, and Lisa Joyce Goes and Kurt Linderman aren't putting millions of dollars in my election coffers.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is.
I mean, we haven't talked about it since the hearing, but what was your take? Like, because I want to tell you what Dave thought after you tell me what did you think? Like, what was, when you walked away from that, what was your initial impression of the hearing?
My initial impression was, wow, some of these congressmen and women seem to get it. They're asking some decent questions. The other impression I got was, boy, this neurodiverse community needs to get the hell out of my life and out of the life of the people sitting in that chamber. And my initial reaction was positive until I started learning more about it, to be honest with you. But the initial reaction was fairly positive. But there at the same time, just like I remember my wife and I standing, literally standing in front of the TV like we were waiting for the final Hail Mary throw at the Super Bowl. And during the CNN, the story regarding Hannah Poehling, and it happened, and we were fairly new to the whole autism community at the time. And it was one of those moments where Kim and I looked at each other and went, oh my God, this is it. This is going to happen. And I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. And then nothing happened, and they covered it all up. So we, Kim and I, are jaded to the point where we can't feel really positive about any of this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's so funny because I was, you know, texting with all my thinking moms and through the whole thing, and then we're talking on the phone through the whole thing, and then Dave walks in the door, and I asked him, you know, can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. Did you see what those congressmen were saying? I mean, did you... It was amazing. I'm like, I know we finished up with the neurodiversity movement. I know that's where it ended, but did you see what was said? And Dave's exact response was, it's all just words.
Yep.
It's all just words. They're not going to do anything. And I was like sucker punched. And because so many veteran activists like Carolyn Gamaccia and Kim Mack Rosenberg, who was there, so many people felt so much hope from having been there, and said even the energy was different this time. You know, it was a very different kind of meeting, and there seemed to be an invitation to come to the table with what we knew in a way that it was going to be heard. Like we've been saying for years, we all know what's really happening. It seems to be just a matter of getting it in front of someone who not only, you know, can understand and sympathize, but has the power to actually do something about it and then the actual ability to do something about it. And I think a lot of people left that meeting with that feeling. And here we are, and it's February, and some of those congressmen, which I will not name because maybe they will still kick down for us, but they were talking to us like, this is mission critical. There is a problem here. These parents are saying that this is vaccine related. This is something we have to investigate. This is something we have to really look into. What have we done? I mean, I would think at the very least, we would start saying, we would issue, you know, the great powers that be, the Center for Disease Control, everyone else who is in charge of what's happening here would say, would be calling all our local pediatricians and saying, you know, we're just at a place where so many parents have reported adverse reactions. Now, of course, that's not in the formalized manner because, you know, what parent is really directed to theirs when this happens? You don't even know theirs exists until long after your child's been harmed. But, you know, I would think at this point, given the public sentiment, given the fact that so many people in so many areas around the country are choosing not to vaccinate or selectively vaccinate, it's time to have a come to Jesus and just talk about it and say, you know what, let's back off the schedule. Let's really investigate this. Let's have a look-see at what's happening here because we have this amazing raft of chronic illness. 54% of American children are suffering some form of autoinflammatory illness.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we don't know anything about that, but we do know that vaccines are perfectly safe. We have nothing to worry about there.
Right, and I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what I think happened after that meeting behind closed doors. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed with Lisa Joyce Goes as our special guest on naturalnewsradio.com. Hey folks, it's Kurt Linderman with Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know that we talk about organic food all of the time. Well, we've partnered with our good friends in the Chicago area to put our money where our mouth is, and we've started a company called BoxOrganics.com where you can order the very best organic fruits, veggies, dry goods, dairy, and meats online, and it's delivered right to your door. If you happen to be rural like us, an organic market could be hours away. If you're suburban or even urban, you're probably going to an organic market that also sells foods containing GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and unhealthy additives. Are you tired of feeding your family foods that have an ingredients list that looks more like a science experiment than food? Then visit BoxOrganics.com to check out our full line of quality organic food. No minimum orders, no group fees, no boxes mixed with items that you don't want. Just great quality, third-party verified, USDA certified organic food. That's BoxOrganics, organics with an X.com. Check us out today.
Whether you are new to a natural health lifestyle or are a seasoned veteran in taking charge of your health, NaturalCures.com is a one-stop member resource for healing. At NaturalCures.com, you will find natural cures for over 200 diseases and illnesses, health tips and recommendations, how-to green cleaning, and more. With your NaturalCures.com membership, you'll have access to over 250,000 licensed alternative healthcare doctors and professionals. Get personal advice and help with your health request within 72 hours. Because you're a Linderman Unleashed listener, NaturalCures.com is offering you this amazing deal. Go to NaturalCures.com/Linderman and get a free one-month subscription to NaturalCures.com, a free copy of the Aspartame Special Health Report, and over $1,000 worth of discounts to spend at natural health stores nationwide. All you have to pay is a $1.95 activation fee. Log on to NaturalCures.com/Linderman now to claim this amazing offer.
Linderman Unleashed is proud to have former Libertarian Party presidential candidate and constitutional scholar Michael Badnarik working with us to bring you Constitution Tuesdays. Do you think you know the Constitution? Do you think you know your rights? Trust me, I thought I did, and Mr. Badnarik is schooling me along with my audience on this important topic every Tuesday. This is something you don't want to miss. Visit Mr. Badnarik's website, constitutionpreservation.org, and sign up for his insightful newsletter. Support his organization and check out his two amazing books, Good to Be King and Secret to Sovereignty, both of which can be purchased at www.constitutionpreservation.org. Mr. Badnarik teaches jaw-dropping 8-hour classes on the Constitution across the country, and you can visit constitutionpreservation.org to find a class near you or organize one in your area. Visit constitutionpreservation.org and listen in to Constitution Tuesdays on Linderman Unleashed with Michael Badnarik. Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
All right, folks, thanks for staying with us. Welcome back to Linderman Unleashed, and we've got Lisa Joyce Goes on for the entire hour. Lisa, I'll tell you what I think really happened, and I'd like your take on that. After the November hearings, and after all of those congressmen seem to be grilling the NIH person, or was she CDC or NIH? I think she was CDC.
CDC, O'Boyle, yeah, Colin
right.
Boyle, she was CDC.
Right, and the AAP doctor, and after all these congressmen and congresspeople did what they did and really grilled them and everything, they got back to Capitol Hill and they got a phone call, probably from Kathleen Sebelius herself, if not one of her minions, and they said, "You will cease and desist." And that's what I believe happened. They got spanked.
Yeah, I think that's a completely realistic take on it. It just makes good sense. But here's where I am. This is, again, back to the whole theme of angry, because I'm apparently really good at it right now. That's where you don't get to remain the authority. You don't get to remain the authority on healthcare when you start to just ignore the issues that you don't know how to contend with. So that's where my frustration lies. I am so sick and tired, like Allison McNeil's amazing blog today, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, when she talks about all of the people who are actively suppressing the data, who are actively choosing to participate in this farce, continuing their life like everything is just great, nothing's happening. Yes, there's the rash of chronic illness, but, you know, the good news is we're not all dropping like flies from smallpox. I mean, the absurdity of their assertions and the fact that we continue as a citizenry to uphold them as though their opinions are the absolute end-all be-all, and they must know because they're bigwig scientists. They must know because they're on TV. It's absurd. I mean, just like I always say, a rudimentary delving into the science, just a very basic, a skim, a scan, just read 4 or 5 paragraphs, and all of a sudden, you're like, wow. What in the heck is happening in America? These things are really dangerous. They cause a lot of damage. They hurt children. There's no preliminary testing that's being done to determine if they have the MTHFR mutation, cerebral folate deficiency, the POLG gene. None of this is being done. And, well, why would we bother with that? Because if we don't vaccinate that kid might not have chronic illness for life. And if they don't have chronic illness for life, we lost the patient. We lost the customer.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And I do believe that there's some truth to that, or a big truth to that, as far as the lifelong patient argument. But I think that it gets a bit more nefarious than that. And this is where I get political and where I get really angry, and where a lot of people call me the conspiracy theorist is, you know, I'm a firm believer in the eugenics movement. I'm a firm believer that the New World Order is alive and well. And, you know, I mean, all you have to do is read it in their own frickin' words, for God's sake. And it comes even more to a scary point when you realize that they want us sick. And not necessarily just to make money for the pharmaceutical companies, although those drugs that they give us to keep us going after we do get sick as children just continues to make us more sick and die earlier. It really is about the fact that a citizenry that is just sick and tired and brain damaged are not going to worry about giving up their guns. They don't even own guns. They're not going to worry about giving up their liberty because they really don't care. They just want to feel better.
Yeah. That is a very introspective assessment of it. And probably the best person, the best MD that I've ever heard speak about eugenics in an incredibly eloquent way is Nancy Banks. If your listeners Google Dr. Nancy Banks vaccines, it's like a 14-minute YouTube. And she was a physician, an OB-GYN here in America, and she's since moved on and lives in another country. I wonder why. But she does a remarkable job of assessing what her personal experience was as a physician in terms of determining and really analyzing what she was doing. And she talks about how doctors, I think you said it, and many people in our movement have said it, doctors are literally indoctrinated. So they think that they are thinking independently, because while they're moving up through the ranks in medical school, they are constantly, you know, their egos are being fed, they are going through, you know, ridiculous rigors that are, you know, pushing them to the limits physically, academically, intellectually, and they're achieving their goals. So when they get there, they are, you know, I am a doctor, like, you know, Kim Spencer and I always, you know, we'll joke around, like, when we were in college, you were really somebody if you married a lawyer or a doctor, you know, like, it's just the... It's what our society in the 80s strove or pictured as the ultimate in success.
Right, and I'll tell you what, Nancy Banks has been amazing. I had the pleasure of speaking with her many times, and her book AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire is one of the books that every American, every person on this planet should be reading.
She is just such an eloquent and an outstanding, just, she is able to make it make sense, because like you said, people look at us and say conspiracy theory, and here she is talking, you know, working among these people that I'm talking about, the end all be all, the pinnacle of what you're supposed to be, a doctor, and you don't question your doctor, and here she is, a doctor among doctors, saying, hey guys, I think we need to have a look at this. Well, no, we don't look at that. Well, no, we really do. This is important. Kids are getting hurt. Kids are dying. There's a lot of statistical evidence here, medical evidence here. These studies are being done, and we see that these children are biochemically fried. I mean, their methylation systems don't work. Their metabolisms don't work. Their adrenals are shot. Well, we don't have a pill for that, Nancy, so, you know, go away. And that's the kind of thing that I think is happening to doctors everywhere. I mean, I had a pediatrician who's no longer practicing that, you know, she questioned the Gardasil shot. That's all she did. She questioned the Gardasil shot in her practice of five physicians. And I don't mean to imply that she left, you know, they pushed her out. But I don't know what happened. She's no longer practicing. I know that. And I know that doctors who have had the confidence and, you know, the ability to come speak to people in our movement about the reality of the situation are treated as though they are spies for the enemy. So now the actual people that doctors were meant to serve were the enemy? I thought we were working together. I thought the goal was health, not chronic illness. Because the goal of chronic illness has been met. I mean, that absolutely, without question, is what's happening. If we look at Americans and the UK, we're there, man. Our kids are the sickest they have ever been. Allergies, illness, chronic autoinflammatory. I just heard from another mom yesterday whose child has rheumatoid arthritis. 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it all over. And, you know, and then you've got to turn around and say, okay, if vaccines are so great, then America should be the healthiest people on the face of this planet because we're the most vaccinated. But yet we have a horrible infant mortality rate.
Yeah. 49 doses of 14 vaccines by the age of 6. I mean, why are we so sick? Gee, I wonder why we're so sick.
Well, let's get into this article that you wrote, which I get in, man, I'm telling you what, Lisa, I tell people all the time, do not get involved with these trolls. Do not get into arguments with these people. And then inevitably, it doesn't matter what happens. I end up not listening to my own advice, and I get in these frickin' battles with these moron idiots, and it just drives me out of my wall, or out of my mind, and drives me up the wall. And you just wrote, on February 11th, you wrote a great piece. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't checked out thinkingmomsrevolution.com, they put a new blog up every day, and there's so many different personalities there. You'll get everything from the very, I don't want to say benign, but more on diet and things like that. And then you get to the radical, like the guest we have on the program today, which is why she's on and not them, is because she belongs on Linderman Unleashed. But your article, Top 5 Things Vaccinating Parents Need to Know When Dealing with an Anti-Vaxxer. Well, for one thing, this is one of the things that pisses me off, and I hope that you can relate to this. We haven't talked about this yet. I'm going to get your answer right off the bat, along with everybody here on the listening audience. But one thing that really pisses me off is all these people that go out there and say, vaccines are horrible, vaccines contain toxins, we've got 54% of our children that are sick, chronically ill, but I'm not anti-vax. That pisses me off.
Yeah, I can see why.
I mean, really, it does. It comes down to, okay, would you quit with the political correct nonsense? Because you're just scared about how the world is going to look at you. And guess what? When you say vaccines are dangerous, they're already looking at you like you're a moron. So just bring them the truth and quit playing games.
Right. Well, and I think, I am the diplomatic piece of me, the side of me that really wants unity, and what I am, I mean, right now I'm in an angry phase, but the part of me that keeps me going, and my prayer every night, and what I always focus on, obviously, are Noah, and I want him to be well, number one, but I want to change the world for the better, so I want the language to change. I think the term anti-vaxxer, and that's why I wrote this tongue-in-cheek, and so satirically, because my belief is that the establishment more or less created that word, because I think what happened is initially parents were like us, like I said, and like I ended the article by saying, the most important thing you need to know is we all used to be you, most of us, not all of us, but most of us used to be you. We used to be that vaccinating parent who was taking our kids to their well-baby visit on time, not a day late, because how to know what could happen if we did. And now we're in this situation where all these kids are sick, and I keep bringing it back to that, but we just ignore it. It just doesn't happen because there's a pill for it. So it's all good. It's all fine. There's a pill that you can take for your allergies. They don't work anymore. I had to rush my son to emergency care, my son Liam, who does not have autism, for a rash. That was just, it was really bad, and I didn't know if it was viral. I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, as per usual, he was given a cream and a pill. And I asked, you know, are you seeing any of this? Like, could there be something going around that I don't know about, or what's going on? And the nurse said to me, you know, my daughter this time of year has these terrible allergies too. And I said, well, what's, you know, very popular allergy med? And I said, well, does it help? And she said, no, not really. What are we doing? When do we do it? I mean, when do we stop? When do we shake each other? When do we look at each other and say, our children are suffering? And then people, and that's the other thing that really, what hit me when I wrote this article was that I had to go there, because I am like you. I try to be diplomatic. I get sucked in every now and again, especially when it's a questioning parent. Like if it's a parent saying something like, you know, I just don't know. There's so much conflicting evidence. What should I do? Do I get my child such and such shot? And then you see them just get attacked on Facebook or attacked by their friend. You know, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're even asking the question. Why would you even entertain those people? They don't know what they're talking about. And I look at the public, you know, the way that they've been so successful in manipulating our image to make us sound like we really are these, you know, incredibly crazy people. And of course, the opposite is true. All we did was read the science.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was my goal with this article, to say, this is how absurd this argument is. This is how crazy it is. All we did was bother to read the package insert. I mean, vaccines are so legislatively protected and so free that they can write on the package insert exactly the damage that they know they do. And then doctors go out into the world and talk to their patients and say that's not, it's rare. So we describe an entire generation of chronic illness with the word rare. So we plant that little fantasy seed that it won't happen to our kids. It won't happen to our kid. That's the other thing all people need to accept who are, you know, actively vaccinating. They need to be able to say to themselves, it won't happen to my kid in their mind in order to be able to do it. That's what they have to say. And then they have to be able to accept it will happen to someone else's, and that's okay.
And that's where it's scary. I tell you what, we're going to have to take another quick break, our last break. We're going to be right back. Don't forget to support our sponsors. They support this radio program. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Linderman Unleashed.
I will put my foot so far up your ass, the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I'ma get medieval on your ass.
All right, folks, thanks for staying with us. You are back with Linderman Unleashed and my special guest, Lisa Joyce Goes. One of the things that you talked about there was, you know, that's another thing that really angers me is the fact that we all know, these doctors know, that certain children are going to be hurt by these vaccines. So they have to rationalize it. They have to say it's for, you know, the better, you know, for the greater good. But one of the things that got me was just last week, on the Today Show, we've got this idiot, moronic, bimbo murderer and poisoner of children, Nancy Snyderman, who literally on the program. Now, of course, when she's talking about vaccines, she'll sit there and say, just go get your damn shot. You know, she'll talk about vaccines, about the greater good and everything. She's a doctor. She knows that these children can be hurt. She knows that these children can die from these vaccines. But yet on the program, on the Today Show last week, when she was talking about Adderall abuse, her quote was, one child dead is too many. Now,
oh my God,
that just drives me out of my mind.
Well, the hypocrisy, the hypocrisy. I can't even, I don't know how you stomach those shows, because I can't, and I know you're only watching it for research purposes.
Oh, no, no, I didn't watch it. I actually had a listener send it to me. I can't watch it.
I don't even know where to put that. Like, I can't. It's just, it's so wrong. It's the that, and this is where I will completely put the onus on myself as a American citizen and a parent who didn't know better. We have set this up for ourselves from a societal perspective. We've made our lives so fast and furious and competitive and electronic, and I mean, and not to negate the importance of technology, that's not what I'm saying, but we are, our lives are at such a furious pace that that's how we want to hear what we want to hear, our sound bite medicine. And, you know, people tune into her, I guess, because they like what she has to say, and they, and I truly believe they're like, if Nancy said it, or Dr. Oz does it, or the doctors say it, then I'm doing my due diligence because I'm watching this show and I'm listening to what they say.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, I have some serious questions about what medical procedures are going to be done to my child. I think I'm going to need to really investigate that. Instead of doing that, instead of sitting down, which I didn't do either. I mean, obviously, I'm in this boat because I let a doctor tell me what to do.
Right.
I let a doctor scare the daylights out of me about the flu. I let them terrify me that my child would get chicken pox when they were in their 30s and they would die. I let them do that. So, I mean, I'm to blame too, but I think this is where we all have to realize there have to be some really fundamental changes. Like, we have got to take the blinders off, and that, my friend, is the anchor of my anger right now, because I'm tired. Is what it boils down to. I'm tired of all the energy that I spend to help people get the message, and then how I am depleted as a person, as a parent, trying to recover my kid. Dang it! Like I don't know where to draw the line. People are not. Lots of people are listening. There are lots of people are listening, and I'm so thankful, and I have such gratitude for those folks who are down with us, who are really, I get messages on Facebook every day, people telling me how they are so grateful that I'm speaking out, that I'm speaking in terms that they can understand. They never would have even questioned what they were doing if one of their friends hadn't referred them to me. So I don't want to negate what's good. I'm just so frustrated at the megalith hugeness of what's bad.
Yeah, and you know, it's really amazing when you talked about the vaccine inserts, and you talk about it in this article as well. And by the way, if you're not on the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page, all of these articles that we talk about on the show, you can get from the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page, but you talk about the inserts. Well, just imagine if a product containing high fructose corn syrup and refined sugar and, you know, who knows what else, you know, aspartame or whatever it might be, if they actually had to label, if they actually had to put an insert on that loaf of bread or on that ice cream or whatever it might be that you're buying in the grocery store, and people read it, you'd never sell a product.
No, right.
But yet they put the insert right there, and yet still people want to argue with us about the fact that these damn things are unsafe. Don't even read the contraindications. Read the ingredients.
Yeah. Well, and the argument that always comes back to us is they wouldn't do that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I am pulled into an argument, or I'm having a really legitimate conversation with a friend of a friend who I've been asked to sit down with, or whoever it is. You know, a friend of mine has a friend, and they're watching their kid descend into autism. They're watching it happen. And they'll arrange a meeting, and that person will sit across from me watching their kid deteriorate, you know, perpetually runny nose, roomy feet, dark circles under the eyes, thinning. You know, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. Okay, I know who they are. Do you even know who they are? I know who they are. The they that you're talking about, the CDC, the NIH, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AMA, all of those great big organizations that we think are out to help us are hurting us terribly, because their main motivation is not the health of our nation. It is not the health of our children. It is the bottom line, which is their pocketbooks, period.
Yeah, and that's the thing that gets me, is we've got so many people that, and you know, maybe rightfully so, because if you realize how you felt and what your life revolved around prior to this, it was a better feeling at times, because when you go down this rabbit hole, it can get really scary. Your eyes really open up.
And I, you know what, you just nailed the other component to my anger, because I do, you know, I was a flowery chick. Like, I liked, you know, I liked pretty things. I liked to shop. I liked to position tchotchkes on tables in a way that was visually stimulating. Like, I don't own any more tchotchkes because they get thrown at people's heads. You know, it's a very different life. And I don't miss, I wouldn't go back. If I was given the opportunity right now, I don't think I could go back because I just can't even find those things important anymore, because what's important? Our future, America's future, the world's future, our children, that's what matters. I don't even think it's anger, Kurt, sometimes. I think it's that people are so frustrated with us because we're so in your face with what's at stake. It's very hard to just come home, tune out, you know, make a box of macaroni for your kids and turn on your favorite show when you and I are sitting here saying, hey, listen, this is so important. It's important what's happening in our government. It's important the kinds of decisions our leaders are making right now, and you're not paying attention, and you're not getting your news on television. They're not telling you the truth. Nobody wants to hear that because they're tired. They worked all day. They want to unplug. They want to tune out. And then, you know, devastating illness happens. Financial ruin happens. And then they say, what? Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean, that's where you and I are just, we're struggling, man. tell the truth, but it's hard.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to go.
Absolutely. Now, in this article, you talk about the top five reasons vaccinating parents need to know dealing with an anti-vaxxer. And you talk about the shedding of the vaccines, the aborted fetal cells. Let's talk about those two briefly. And, you know, and keep in mind, folks, that this was done in a satirical sense.
Yes. The reason I put vaccines shed is because I cannot tell you how many conversations. And again, the thing that I think I bring to this movement is the psychological bridge. I went to my first Autism One conference after having been told for 2 years that what I thought I saw happen with my son did not happen, and there was nothing medically wrong with him. So, and this is just the backstory, and I'll get to the vaccine shedding piece, but I essentially went to that first conference, and the first lecture I walked into was a highly respected physician with a bajillion letters after his name, basically indicting vaccines and saying exactly, you know, this is exactly what's happening. This is what happens when we deplete the glutathione. This is what's happening in the mitochondria. And I'm listening to the lecture, and my heart is just pounding like, wait a minute, how can he be saying this when I just spent 2 years, you know, getting therapy for my son, thinking that there was nothing medically wrong with him. You mean to tell me for 2 years he's been sick? What I thought was true is actually true. And now fast forward to now and point number one with the vaccine shedding. In my own community, I just observe. I just listen to what people say. And I cannot tell you how many parents I have talked to whose kids are getting the flu shot and then they're getting sick, and they're getting so sick they're having to be hospitalized because they're dehydrating. So what do you think they're being told at the hospital?
Well, it would have been a hell of a lot worse had you not got the flu vaccine.
You contracted the flu before you got the shot. That's the new one. There's always a reason. There's always a reason. So the new one is you probably contracted it 12 to 14 days prior to actually getting the shot, and now it's just manifesting itself. Really? I mean, come on. I've had it.
I know.
I'm done. Like, really? Okay. And I've got, you know, really? Okay. And that's the kind of stuff. And Zoe O'Toole wrote a great post. She's our professor. And she wrote a great post about getting the measles shot when she was a little tyke. And she went swimming with friends that day. And within a couple days, the friends that she swam with broke out in the measles. And, I mean, it's just evidentiary. It's there. It's all there. If we took the time to clinically document with the same rabid interest that we have in getting a vaccine to market, if we applied that same medical curiosity to the reality of what's happening and actually observed these kids and didn't throw away the correlations. And on that topic, I had a great conversation with a research neurologist who was telling me that in his clinical trials, the clinical trials that he worked on, kids come up with rashes all the time. They have all of these strange, you know, their tongues swell. They have these really weird reactions. That doesn't have anything to do with the clinical trial. It doesn't have anything to do with the drug they're testing. Things just happen all the time. Maybe their mom tried a new cream or tried a new food or something.
Yeah, and it's just like with any other drug trial. Yeah, we tried these this Vioxx, and people had heart attacks. But hell, people have heart attacks all the time. You know, it's like, well, why did the hell even have the damn trials then?
The absurdity of it, like, where is the thinking person in that scenario? Like, I don't want to, and I said to that neurologist, who actually, to his credit, was a really top-notch human being, I said, just think about what you just said. How many rashes over the course of your time on this trial went uninvestigated because you explained it away? And it really was like a light bulb moment for him. Like, yeah, I guess, you know, we didn't really pay attention to that. Well, and what is that rash an indication of? I mean, if I had known, you know, let's go back to those 2 years where I kept being told there was nothing medically wrong with my child. If we go back there and I had paid attention to those rashes, that was his body saying, stop, you're killing me, stop putting this stuff in me, you're overwhelming my system and I can't fight it and my immune system's dying and my liver's dying and I need help.
The thing is, Lisa, that they talk about, well, you have to have a strong immune system. Those vaccines help the immune system. When you look at the chronic illness that we see here in America and across the Western Hemisphere, almost 90%, probably more than 90% of them, are immune-related. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
If the chronic illness that we have is immune-related, what is the one common factor? People in England and people in Nova Scotia eat differently than people in southern Texas or Louisiana, but yet they're having the same issues. What is that one correlating factor? And almost always it is, we're screwing up our immune systems with these vaccines.
Yeah, and that's a really unprofitable realization. I mean, it doesn't help anybody who's getting paid right now. So, it didn't happen. La la la. Turn away. Look away. Nothing's going on here.
Nothing to see here. Fine. Don't pull that curtain back. Now, you also talk about now we've only got about 8 minutes left, so I want to get through this article. Hepatitis B, diphtheria, all about the aborted fetal cells. Tell my listening audience a little bit about what you're talking there.
I don't know the historical evolution of this. I just know from the body of research that I obtained from Autism is Medical, really amazing, top-notch women who have done a remarkable amount for our community, very quietly and very stoically, just healing kids right and left. And they determined that the products that are in the vaccines that I listed, the Hep B, diphtheria, all of that, they have a WI38, RA273, and MRC5. These are all code words for human diploid tissue. So we know that these vaccines and these viruses, they have to grow on a tissue. They have to be cultivated. They have to be able to live in order for the cells to produce, in order for them to put them in the vaccine. And essentially, these ingredients are on human diploid tissue. That's how they're grown. And now I understand that when confronted with this information, vaccine manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies will say, just because we grow the virus on aborted human fetal tissue doesn't mean that the tissue makes it into the shot.
Yeah.
Now we try to separate, and I don't know what that, you know, the technical terminology is for that separation process, because that is also being done in China. We don't manufacture anything here in America anymore, so we even ship our vaccines off to China for them to be made there. So I have no idea how to micromanage that or an understanding of what that process looks like. But in essence, in defense of themselves, they'll say, we can't always guarantee that it's not in there. So it's kind of like when you buy a product that's supposed to be gluten-free and it says made in a facility that is shared equipment with wheat and soy and milk or whatever. So they're basically covering their butt saying, we don't intentionally put it in there, but, you know.
We didn't mean to.
Yeah, and we can't avoid it. But why, when it's the same product that's in Pepsi? So why would they go through any, you know, great? Why would they go to any great lengths to take it out?
Well, and what What amazes me about that, Lisa, is the fact that they'll tell you, well, it's not actually in the vaccine. We just grow it on there. But maybe they're not saying it's definitely not in there, because Julie Gerberding, who used to be the head of the CDC, who's now president of Merck Vaccines, made the little faux pas a year and a half or 2 years ago when they found porcine circovirus 1 in their competitor's vaccine for rotavirus. She jumped up and said, come to my product because it doesn't have PCV1. Well, she was kind of correct, because she had PCV1 and 2 in her vaccine, which was porcine circovirus, the pig virus that actually causes wasting disease in fetus, in young piglets. And it was in the vaccine because it's grown on pig kidneys. So they can't, when they grow this crap, they cannot prove, and in fact, it's proven differently, that in fact, this genetic material does always end up in the vaccine.
Well, and why would you? And this is what I do find, that I'm able to experience a relative degree of success when I'm sitting face-to-face with someone, and I talk about the legislative and profit piece of this argument, because why in God's name would you go to extraordinary lengths to make sure it's not in there, to make sure your product is good, to make sure that there's significant quality assurance measures being taken to make sure your product's great, when you can't be held responsible when they fail? Why
exactly.
Would anyone care? They can't be held legally responsible. Taxpayers pay, as we all know. The taxpayer who gets the shot pays for damages with the top 1% of people who are actually smart enough to figure it out. And I mean, there's just, it's absolutely idiotic to think that they, you know, I just always had this image when I was young of medicine that's so inaccurate, of, you know, these doctors just having these intensive moral and ethical debates with themselves about what's the right thing to do in this situation, and how do we bring this product to market, and how will we take care of it when it does fail, and how will we compensate those poor people who did the best they could? It's not an issue. If you are harmed, you're collateral damage, and if it works out well, you're a customer for life. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And then we're not going to get to all of it, but this is the one that I love getting the pro-vaccine people on, that vaccines have eradicated disease, and it's just so simple to just floor them. There's no possible way they can tell me, no evidence whatsoever, that disease has been eradicated. Any disease ever on this planet has been eradicated by a vaccine.
Yeah, everybody talks about, I think Toby Dawson, you know, who's very big in the UK, he always talks about how we live through the Black Plague. And I mean, it's just, it's tongue-in-cheek again, but no, we haven't been wiped off the face of the earth. And it wasn't just the last 100 years of history that made it so, because vaccines have really only been, you know, really mass-produced for the entire world over the course of the past 100 years. So, you know, it's a completely absurd assertion. It's ridiculous. And again, rudimentary delving into the actual data, if we actually read it, instead of having someone else read it for us or tell us what to think or tell us how to interpret it, if we actually look at it ourselves, we say these are some really terrifying, unregulated tools that are completely destroying our children's immune systems. And I want to caveat this with, I believe infectious disease is real. My gosh, I know. My mom's best friend contracted polio, and she had severe problems with her legs as a result. I understand. I've seen polio. I've seen chickenpox. I've seen measles. I know that infectious disease is real. I think it's an absolute fantasy to think that we can just inject someone with a version of it and they're good to go. I do. I just, the clinical, and of course, if somebody had talked to me 2 years ago, I would have said, oh my gosh, just opt for a delayed schedule. You know, we don't want to mess with this. But the more I read from, in terms of the historical component to this argument, I'm outraged. And I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny probably does the most wonderful, comprehensive, you know, really thoughtful lectures on that.
Yeah, she's amazing. I do appreciate her so much. Well, I tell you what, we're not going to be able to get through everything, but Lisa, thank you so much for being on the program, and everybody check out the website, and let's talk real quick about your book that just came out.
Yeah, it comes out out for good April 1st. Right now we're just people can pre-order the Thinking Moms Revolution book. It's on Amazon. You can order it through our website. And we're really excited. We have a really amazing person writing the foreword, and I have been ordered not to tell you who that is until we get our first advanced copies. But it's good stuff. It's good stuff that we hope crosses over and helps some parents really think about what they're doing.
And what an amazing journey you all have had in such a relatively short amount of time. And it is because of that passion. It is because of that righteous indignation. It's because of these moms just being the arbiters of truth that we so desperately need in today's society. So Lisa, I want you to stay on the phone as I sign off, if that's all right. But thanks so much again. ThinkingMomsRevolution.com. And thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks, Kurt. Such a pleasure.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Linderman Unleashed. Want to thank Lisa Joyce Goes once again. I hope everybody enjoyed the program. Don't forget, tomorrow is Food Fight Friday. We're going to have a special guest, hopefully, as I promised you last week, but it didn't happen. This week it's going to happen, I'm almost positive. Food Fight Friday tomorrow. Until then, do not forget, here at Linderman Unleashed, the gloves are always off. Y'all have a great one.